Hello, everyone. It's time again for Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by His Spirit. Always up to something good. Always up to something blessed. God is good. We've been talking about looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, or having a single eye, which causes our whole being to be full of light. Now, the more we see Him, when we look unto Him, a lot of things happen that'll take a long time to explain. But one thing that happens is we automatically measure the Word of God in a greater way. Because when your focus is on the Lord, we talked about when you have a problem or when you have success or things are going great, don't look at the situation, look at Him. One way that the enemy fell, he looked at his beauty and his focus went on his wisdom and also on his beauty. And he was so happy with the way his wisdom and his beauty, he wanted to excel above God. But when we look to the Lord, we stay focused and whatever we do becomes greater. See, God is always getting to something greater. Now, when we go to heaven, we're going to see what would have happened if we would have developed properly, if we would have paid attention to Him, if we would have kept our eyes on Him. In the course of most men, even the best, even those that are chosen, we go forward doing God's will, and as we look to Him, things prosper. And when we look at other things, things start going south. So our lives, the pattern of our lives is a combination of looking to Jesus and looking elsewhere. Looking at Jesus, looking at our failures. Looking to Jesus, and it deviates, going backwards and forwards, looking to our challenges, failures, even our success and prosperity. You can be healed and stop looking to Jesus and start looking at your healing. And some people have lost their healing because they looked at the healing instead of kept looking at Jesus. Now, you don't literally see Jesus, but you see you're going by the Word of God. You're healed because of the Word of God. You stay healed because of the Word of God. You know, in the Benny Hinn Crusades, he was teaching once that many people lose their healing, but he would pray for them for their strength so they could keep it. The Lord did a miracle in the atmosphere at the healing crusade. And many people got healed, but a lot of them lost it because we haven't learned to look unto Jesus like we can. But at least, you know, failure don't really bother me because I'm only 54 years old. There's only so much I'm gonna grasp in this life. And so it is with everybody. But at least we're making ground. I would rather get healed and lose it than to never get healed. I would rather try and fail than to never try. But failure is not the end game. The more we look to Jesus, the more we can enjoy success. And that's God's perfect will for us. But a lot of good things are going to happen as we look to Jesus. Now, if you think about your skill level for a moment, your skill level can be strong depending on who you compare it to. If you compare your skill level of faith and understanding of God's word to somebody that never heard it, you'll be great in their eyes. But when standing next to an angel, even the greatest man will collapse. So if we look unto Jesus, we develop properly. We develop in ways that we can't imagine. And even though our skill level can be at one point, God can use us beyond that skill level if we'll just keep on looking to Him. If we take our eyes off of Him, we begin to sink. Now, I'm saying this because God wants to, He's about to return. And He can use you far beyond your skill level. If you comply, if you comply with his guidance, if you do it his way. Now things are going to increase around you because you're obeying him. Now that doesn't mean that your skill level can match what you're doing. But if you keep your eyes on him, you can do a work that's far beyond your skill level and your abilities. And I'm not saying this lightly. That's the way it is. He can use you far beyond your skill set. Far beyond, just like an anointed man operates far beyond his education and also his intelligence. Because while under the anointing, he has God's ability. You know, Samson never went to fighting school. He never went to West Point. He never was trained as a military man. He was anointed. And he killed men that were graduates of the Army universities. You know, they may not have had a former university, the Philistines, but they trained so they could kill. And Solomon killed all of them. Well, not all of them, but he killed 5,000 of them. About 5,000 in the course of his life. That's a lot of people for one man. And the power balance went back to Israel because of his works. One man. He had the ability to judge, and he had the ability to fight. He was like a superhero because of the anointing, not because of his skill set. Without the anointing, they cut his hair and plucked out his eyes. Without the anointing, when they cut his hair, he lost his he couldn't operate in that anointing, and they plucked his eyes out. And they humiliated him. They had sport with him. But when he grew his hair back, he got back in covenant. He got back in the anointing. And he killed about 2,000 or 3,000 in one day. I think it was 3,000 in one day. Because he killed more in his death than he did in his life. And he killed 1,000 Philistines. So in the course of his life, I estimate he killed about 5,000 total. And 5 is the number of judgment. Now listen, as we go forward, it's very important to keep focus on Jesus. Go by the word of God. See, when Jesus replied back to Satan, Satan attacked him with words trying to get him into temptation. He went by the word. That's the same, and that's identical to looking at unto God. That's the same as having a single eye. If your eye be single, your whole body, your whole being is full of light. Jesus went by the word before, during, and after the fight. He stuck with the word. Now, he didn't finish winning against Satan and then look back at the fight that he won. He kept going by the word. You might as well forget about, once you, in one sense, use the success that you gained. But kind of forget about it. Stay steady with Jesus. Look steady with Jesus. And the Lord will show you how to prosper even greater. But never look at the prosperity. Never look at the at the wonderful things that amaze you. Always look to him. And he can use you far beyond your skill set. And don't look at your inadequacies. Don't look at them. Don't look at where you don't measure up. Look at what God can do with what you've provided him with. You've taken time to study his word and hear him out. Look at him. And he'll use you like a tool in his hand. Whatever he gives you to do, he's thought of all, like we said earlier, he thought of all avenues. He thought of everything. Every possible thing you could do. And he gave you the best evaluation. See, when the Lord speaks, he evaluates everything. Nothing is not evaluated. Even the timing, the precision is in it. The strength of your will. The way people will receive you. And he'll send you to the audience that will receive you and work back to the people you love. See, your own family and friends, they're not going to listen like the people that he send you to. But you'll eventually get back to your family and friends. You know, God can cause them to hear about what you've done through others. God has a plan for all things. And all of the contrary family members and friends and loved ones you have, you can do the work of a priest. Sometimes you have to do the work of a priest in order to get them evangelized. But when you steadily do the work of God, you're giving God something to work with. He can do great works in you. But the secret is, look to him. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the problem. Don't look at the prosperity. Don't look at the miracles. Look at him. Enjoy all the wonderful gifts and the grace of God. See, God's grace is sufficient for us. But never look at him. And you'll be made to do a great work. Just following his guidance. And people will wonder, they know that you don't have the skill set for that. And when they hear about this, and no, he didn't do that. But under the anointing, we can do things we can't do. Under the anointing, we can do things we normally can't do. That's just the way it is. It's wonderful. You're going to love it. Now, as you go forward, it's going to be amazing. But never be tempted to look at the wonderful works of God over him. Always look at him and enjoy the works that he do. He's going to use you, because these are the last days. And I saw this in a dream. You know, my first business, I used to work at, I didn't have the money for a shop, and I had to start my own business. And I thought about different ways I could do it. And I decided to work out of my car. And I eventually ended up buying a truck. So I would work. I had a mobile auto service, and I'd work at people's houses. And every day I tried to finish before it got dark, because the darkness slowed you down. And in some neighborhoods, you didn't want to be in there after dark. And I would usually finish in the afternoon, then I'd go home. It'd still be daylight. But there were occasions I worked late, and I had lights, whatever I needed, and I'd just finish what I was doing. But in my dream, I was working on a car, putting a transmission in, and I was trying to finish before it got dark. And there was three guys standing around, and in my dream, they worked for the county. But they were off the clock. They were off. They had already gotten off work, and it was about to get dark. And they said, "He ain't gonna make it. It's getting dark." And they knew that I wanted to finish before it got dark, because of the type of neighborhood. And they said, "He's not gonna finish before it get dark." And they came to help me. But they became mechanics. And they didn't work like people that were not mechanics. You know, some people fix their own car on the weekend, and it take them a lot longer than a trained mechanic. And what would have taken me hours, they helped me do in minutes, because they became trained mechanics all at once. And we finished that thing before it got dark. And I woke up and I said, "Lord, what was that all about?" He said, "In the last days, many people are going to become preachers." Just like those three men became mechanics and they helped me stay on schedule, people are going to become preachers, and they're going to do a mighty work and help God stay on schedule. Because now I know this from the Lord, and I've got a second witness, so it's going to happen. The day of the rapture is already set. The Lord set a date. He set a date. I don't know when that date is, but his return will be on that date, or at least by that date. The day is set. And every day we're going closer to it. Ready or not, he's coming back by that date that I don't know. He didn't tell me the date. Because it wouldn't even be scriptural if he told me the date. So he's not going to tell me the date. I'll know it when you know it. But he told me this in time because of the setting of the clock and what has to happen. So now is the time that people are going to become preachers. He's going to use people beyond their capability. He's going to use you and me beyond our capability. He's going to cause us to do things that will work at a much faster rate than what we're used to. Now, to keep your eyes off the work, he may have you to do some works that you can't see. Don't let it bother you. Do what he give you to do and stay steady. Steadily look to him. Don't stop. Whatever you do, keep doing what he say do. If you see nothing, keep doing what God said do. It's working. Trust me, it's working. Don't give up, don't give in, don't give out. It's working. Because if you saw what he was doing, your focus can change. All he needs you to do is obey him. Your anointing will do the rest. And he'll work with it. He's planting seeds in others that's going to grow up faster than normal. If you look at the work and change your course, it's not going to work. And the enemy don't know how to stop this work. He never seen it before. That was part of what he told me too. He said the enemy didn't know I could do this. So you don't worry about him. He's not a problem. Now fight the good fight. Take authority when you have to. Protect the work of God like we said in other broadcasts. Keep the fire burning. Keep the charge alive. And don't deviate. But do precisely what the Lord tells you to do. Even if it's something simple. This is a day you want to be on point. You want to be in full cooperation with the Holy Spirit. So I suggest confess it. About 3 years ago, I started confessing that I would do all that's in his heart. I remember the first time I said that, it took a little courage. I said, he might tell me to do anything. I don't care. The more I said it, the more I fervently said it, and the more I meant it. And it started becoming, it tastes good when you say it. It's wonderful. That's my main confession. I will do all that's in his heart. Even my body. The grace of God is sufficient for us. And I speak to my bones. I speak to my body. That I'm healed in the name of Jesus. That no sickness, no weapon that's formed against me can prosper. I told Satan, you will never touch my body. I will never die by your hand. Whatever you've done against me, I rebuke it, and I receive the life of God in my body. And then I said, his grace is sufficient for me. By his stripes I am healed, and I will be healed, and I will feel good. So I can do all that's in God's heart. Every part, every piece of his will. And when the Holy Spirit convict me, I will quickly repent. I will quickly correct the problem. The things I don't know about, just like I trust the Lord to do his will, I trust the Lord for training that I need. See, in this life, no matter what God give you to do, no matter how amazing it is, It's up to you to stay in training mode. But when you look to the Lord, when you look to Him, the training is natural. It's easy for God to train you when you cooperate with Him. And it's easy to receive from Him when you love Him. And I'm finding that the more I love God, the more I live. The easier it is for Him to make the adjustments I need. He can tell me things to do that I can't see and it don't bother me anymore. He can take my voice and send it around the world by the website. Now these broadcasts, if somebody sent this broadcast to you by their device, once they download it, they can send it just like an email or YouTube or whatever they use. It's newlivingletters.com is the name of the website. Newlivingletters.com. That's the name of this website. So keep that in mind. From now on, I'm gonna mention the website so that others can know it. God is using this machine to help folks. I love God and I love His people. See, God can do more with obedient people than He can with double-minded people. See, when you're obedient, you gave God something He can work with. And He can train you better. He can do everything better. And He can cause you to prosper in much greater ways. Now, God is good, folks. You want to see His handiwork. You want to know what He can do. And I know what He's capable of. The Lord our God is good, and His return is soon. And He will be back. And He's coming back on time. The rapture could have happened earlier. Years ago. But he wanted to get, there were people He was after. He even told me, he said, I've saved the people that I'm after. Now I'm saving people through them. See, the Lord was after people. Now, He saved the ones He was after. So I know it's close. And now He wants to save our families and people that can be saved because of our obedience. So your obedience is very important to the will of God. He's going to do mighty works in you. Don't be surprised. And I know the hour's close. I watch Manifest. I watch Perry Stone sometimes, almost every day. And he said in one of his broadcasts from Israel, he said that the false prophet, and the beast are alive and on the earth now. And that means the hour's close. I don't know today. He does. God does. I don't know how much time we have left. I hope we had every day I wake up, I'm glad that I have another day to do His work. We may have a year left. We may have a month. I don't know. That's not important. All we need to do is look to Jesus and we'll do the work. We'll do fine. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.